He traveled through Samaria and Galilee. As he was entering a village, 10 persons with leprosy met him. They stood at a distance from him and raised their voices, saying, "Jesus, Master, have pity on us." And when he saw them, he said, "Go show yourselves to the priests." As they were going, they were cleansed. And one of them, realizing he had been healed, returned, glorifying God in a loud voice. And he fell at the feet of Jesus and thanked him. He was a Samaritan. Jesus said in reply, 10 were cleansed, were they not? Where are the other 9? Has none but this foreigner returned to give thanks to God?" Then he said to him, "Stand up and go. Your faith has saved you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Happy Thanksgiving, everybody. As I've made no secret, this is my favorite holiday. And it's food. What more could you want? But truly, I think there's a number of reasons for that. One, it really seems to be the only holiday left that is truly a domestic holiday, that somehow our culture of consumerism hasn't figured out yet. And hasn't got between us. It's something we celebrate in the home. It's something that we celebrate. And I think part of the reason for that, honestly, is because the center of this celebration is not something that's easy to take advantage of. It's gratitude. And that doesn't fit well into a lot of other things that sit in our culture. But that act of gratitude is, I think, what helps keep this national holiday where it is. There's all, you know, the history of this holiday has all sorts of myths around it, including pilgrims and stuff like that. But the truly national declaration, a perpetual national declaration of Thanksgiving, was made by Abraham Lincoln in the midst of the Civil War, and the worst conflict this country had seen, in which the nation literally ripped itself apart. And he called the nation to gratitude in the midst of that. And I think that tells us a little bit about kind of this day. What drew me as I looked at the readings for our gathering today was really just our first reading. And the first reading is a very simple reading. Sirach calls us to praise God, and praise God because of what it is that God has done, out of gratitude, and out of that gratitude to have faith that God will continue to pour out his blessing, his goodness and kindness, not only on the individuals, may God bring you joy, but also that God's goodness may show to the people of Israel, to the nation. And that simple act that sits in between praise and between hope is gratitude. And gratitude, I think, really in the end is our most fundamental need as a Christian people. We're called to gratitude. Gratitude is the beginning, the first act of a creature towards his or her creator. It's the realization that my very being and very existence is dependent upon another. Gratitude is the foundation of love. It's the realization that the person and before me is not a possession, but a gift, and therefore somebody that is worthy of love and honor and respect. I know in my own life, when I struggle with sin, when I struggle with prayer, when I struggle with the experiences of doubt, that's often rooted in the fact that I've lost sight of a sense of gift and a sense of gratitude in my life. Gratitude is what keeps us centered. Gratitude, as we hear in our gospel reading, really is the beginning of salvation. Your faith and gratitude has healed you and saved you and called you to something else. In the end, my brothers and sisters, I really do believe that heaven itself But when all else has passed away in our lives, that ultimately is a place in which the only thing left is just gratitude. Gratitude for the gift of God. Gratitude for the gift of love. Gratitude for the many blessings that God has shown us simply because He's chosen to love us. Even though we're small, sinful, insignificant, God has chosen to love us. Not just a people, but each of us, intimately, deeply. And that, my brothers and sisters, is a reason to be grateful. I pray that this day really is a day in which we can call to mind blessing and remember goodness. And I pray that out of that experience of gratitude, our hearts may be filled with joy and with prayer and with praise to God. And I pray that that experience of praise gives us hope that our God, who has been faithful and generous in so many ways in our lives, will continue to be so. Will continue to pour out His blessing upon us. And here, as we come together to make once again that act of faith born out of Christ's own gratitude to the Father for all that He had given Him, as we join our prayers of thankfulness to Him that we might find salvation, life, and joy. God bless you all this Thanksgiving Day. Amen.